New York will ban most single-use plastic bags starting March 1st. The state environmental agency released regulations over the weekend on how to carry out the new law. Karen DeWitt reports the new rules have left both environmentalists and the plastics industry fuming.
It's the second time that the state's Department of Environmental Conservation chose a holiday to introduce rules that will affect most New Yorkers. The draft regulations for carrying out the plastic bag ban were released on Thanksgiving Eve. The plastic manufacturing industry, which is against the ban, says the agency has not done enough to promote the transition. Matt Seaholm with the American Recyclable Bag Alliance predicts a rocky transition.
At the end of the day, I don't think this is a finalized product. And when we get into March, and we see the mess, I think there's going to be some cleanup on aisle three.
Larger chain grocery stores are aware of the change. Many have done their own promotions with signs informing customers and offering discount prices on reusable bags. But Seaholm says smaller stores don't have the resources to do that. Supporters of the ban say the plastic industry's warnings are overblown. But Liz Moran with the New York Public Interest Research Group agrees that the state's environmental agency has not done enough to publicize the new law.
It's no secret that a lot more needs to be done.
Moran says she's concerned that the environmental agency may have inadvertently created a loophole for thicker types of single-use plastic bags to be sold. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.